Chapter 9. Finding Rumpy. "You're saying we just have to find Rumpelstiltskin," Goldie says after I explain my plan. "Exactly," I say. "But nobody knows where he lives," she says.
"That will definitely make it harder," Jonah says.
"The animals might know," Goldie says, considering, "but they won't tell us. They don't like that the human residents are treated better by the king. They're not even truly considered part of Bebek. That's why they live in the forest, and we live in the town."
This king really is the worst.
"Do all the animals talk?"
Jonah asks. "Of course," she says.
"Prince barks. Not all."
"Maybe if we ask the animals nicely, they'll help us," I suggest. "If they dislike the king too, maybe they'll be on our side. Isn't the enemy of our enemy our friend? I think I heard that expression once." Goldie shrugs.
"We can try, but don't count on it."
Prince walks over to Goldie and sits by her foot. He stares up at her. I think he's waiting for her to pet him. Goldie sort of scowls at him. She's not really an animal person. "You can pet him if you want," I say. He loves scratches behind the ears and belly rubs. She scrunches up her face.
No thanks."
Poor Prince.
"You don't like dogs?"
Jonah asks, bending down to scratch Prince behind his ears.
"I'm a people person," she says.
"Is she? She doesn't seem that great with people either." Jonah's stomach growls, and mine does too, and so does Goldie's.
"Any chance you have anything to eat for lunch?" Jonah asks.
"No," Goldie says. "And unlike you two, I didn't even get breakfast. But if we're going to find the animals, we need to go back into the forest, and there are some apple trees there. Do you like apples?"
"Everyone likes apples," I say.
"Except Snow White," Jonah says.
"Ha." Jonah scoops up his skateboard and Prince, and we all leave Goldie's cottage. We walk through the town back to the fence and cross over into the forest.
"Animals!" Jonah hollers. "Hello? Any animals there? We could use your help."
Silence. "Were you really expecting that to work?" Goldie asks.
"Kind of," he says.
Prince barks twice and then runs toward a tree. He barks at the tree twice more, looking up. "What do you see there?" I ask Prince. "An animal? Or an apple?"
"I'll take an apple," Goldie says.
"Ow!" Jonah says, rubbing his head.
"What happened?"
I ask, turning toward him.
"Something bonked me on the head,"
Jonah says.
"Was it an apple?"
I ask. Jonah feels around his mop of brown curly hair. He pulls out an acorn.
"Nope. We can't eat acorns, can we?"
he asks. We all look up at the tree Prince is barking at. There's a furry gray squirrel with amber-colored eyes sitting on a branch. She's wearing a tiny green dress.
"Sorry, I dropped my acorn by accident,"
the squirrel says. It's a little weird to see a squirrel talk, but no weirder than talking bears.
"All that barking startled me."
"Good job, Prince. He might not be able to talk, but he can certainly help." I wonder if Prince feels weird that he is the only animal in the story not talking and not wearing clothes. Do I need to find him a doggy sweatsuit or something? Jonah holds the acorn up to the squirrel.
"Here you go."
"Thanks,"
the squirrel says.
"Excuse me, squirrel," I ask. "Would you help us with something?"
"That's Miss Squirrel to you."
"Sorry. Miss Squirrel, would you help us with something?" She frowns.
"Well, you did retrieve my acorn for me. What do you need?"
"Do you know where Rumpelstiltskin's house is?" I ask. The end of the squirrel's tail twitches from under her dress.
"I'm not entirely sure where he lives, but apparently he's very peculiar."
"Yes," I say. We've heard that too.
Are you sure you want to talk to him?
I nod. Yes, please.
I've heard it's up the mountain and near some water, she says.
I look up the mountain, the same one Jonah and I slid down on his skateboard. Well, that's more information than we had before, I say.
Good luck,
Miss Squirrel says, and jumps to another branch. I glance at Jonah and Goldie. I guess we go back up the mountain. I take a deep breath. Onward and upward, Jonah says, and we head off. We hike up the mountain. We pass by trees and more trees.
This looks familiar,
Jonah says, because we're standing exactly where we were when we first went through the mirror and landed in Goldie's story, I say.
Oh, Jonah exclaims, looking around. Right.
But where is Rumpelstiltskin? Goldie asks. By now, she's stopped asking us what we mean when we talk about landing in stories. I think she thinks we're just weird.
Hello, I call out. Rumpelstiltskin, are you there? Do you hear us? We'd love to talk to you.
There's silence.
And then, roar!
We all freeze. Uh-oh.
I know that roar.
Abby! Jonah Whisper yells. That sounded like a bear roar!
I nod. Unfortunately, it did. The dad bear said he would come after us, and he did! I try to remember what I learned at camp about meeting a bear in the woods. Do you run or play dead?
Roar!
We hear again. And then I see the bear burst through the trees. Ah! I cover my eyes with my hands and peek through my splayed fingers. But it's not Father Bear who jumps out of the trees, or Mother Bear. It's Kid Bear. She's still in her orange jumpsuit and pink tutu. I brace myself for impact. She might be a cub, but her teeth and nails are still razor sharp.
Hi! Kid Bear says.
Hi, I say back. She does not seem to be interested in attacking us.
You're the girl who was sleeping in my bed, she adds, her big brown eyes on me.
I swallow. Sorry about that, I say. Your bed looked so comfortable.
It really is, the baby bear says. It's just right.
I laugh. I can't help it. I look at Kid Bear. I tilt my head. She tilts hers. She doesn't seem angry at all. She seems kind of happy and friendly.
And you're the boy with the skateboard, the bear says to Jonah, and the dog.
Yeah?
Jonah says, holding his skateboard and Prince protectively. Goldie takes a tentative step toward Kid Bear.
Have you been following us?
She asks.
Kid Bear nods. I wanted to meet the boy and girl who came over. We've never had people in our house before.
You've never had anyone in your house before?
Jonah asks.
No, we've never had people.
Or dogs.
My parents say people are mean. But you didn't seem that mean. You seemed kind of scared.
We were scared, I say. I wasn't scared. I just had things to do, Goldie says. And I still have things to do, so if you're not going to eat us, can we move this along? Do you happen to know where Rumpelstiltskin's house is? I ask Kid Bear.
I do, she says. I followed him once. I follow people a lot. And elves. Just for fun. I can show you where. He lives behind a waterfall. That one.
She turns and points to the frozen waterfall that I saw when we first landed in the story.
Wow.
Goldie rolls her eyes.
Sure.
Because that's where people live. Behind waterfalls. Frozen waterfalls at that. Please.
Rumpelstiltskin has magic powers, Jonah reminds Goldie. Also, he's an elf.
It's true, I say. He could live behind a waterfall.
He really does,
Kid Bear says earnestly.
I'll lead you over to it.
How do we know we can trust you? Goldie asks her. What if you just want us to follow you and then you're going to eat us?
No offense, Kid Bear says, but if I wanted to eat you, I would have done it already. Besides, my family and I don't eat people. We eat porridge, honey, mac and cheese, and vanilla cupcakes.
Cupcakes, obviously.
How do we know you're not just trying to get us into one place and then trap us? Goldie demands.
Will you excuse us for a moment, Kid Bear? I ask.
Sure,
she says, sitting down crisscross applesauce on the ground. Goldie, I whisper, can Jonah and I talk to you?
Fine,
Goldie says. We all go behind a huge tree trunk.
Let's run, Goldie says.
Wait, why don't you believe Kid Bear? I ask.
Because she's a bear,
Goldie says, exasperated. Animals are not to be believed.
Prince lets out a huffy bark.
Everyone knows that, especially the bears and foxes who live in houses in Bebek Forest. They're extra mad that they can't go into the town.
Well, they should be extra mad, Jonah points out.
No, Goldie says, they don't deserve it. Anyway, I don't trust her. She might be pretending to be nice.
I raise an eyebrow. Like you were?
Yes, exactly. Maybe all the animals are working together to set us up.
Sounds like you don't trust them because they're animals and not people, Jonah says.
So, Goldie counters.
So, Jonah says, you should decide who to trust based on what you know, not what you think you know. She rolls her eyes again.
You guys are annoying. I've said what I had to say.
Let's take a vote, Jonah says. All in favor of following the bear to Rumpelstiltskin's?
He and I raise our hands. Prince wags his tail.
Whatever,
Goldie says. Don't blame me if we get eaten.
We won't,
Jonah says cheerfully. We return to Kid Bear, who's still sitting patiently on the ground.
Okay, we're ready.
Lead us to Rumpelstiltskin's house, I say.
Yay, she says, bouncing up. I get to help. Come on.
And she goes running on all fours through the big stand of evergreens. We all follow her along a path through the trees. As we come around a bend, we stop, and we all gasp. The waterfall is incredible. A huge swath of water is completely frozen over the edge of the cliff, ending in a frozen lake below. It looks even cooler up close than it did from far away.
Maybe the bears will freeze us and save us as a summer snack, Goldie whispers. Kid sandwich.
Jonah laughs. I decide to ignore her. How do we get to the house? I ask. Does anyone see a house?
It's behind the waterfall, Kid Bear says. That's why you don't see it.
Do we have to ice skate to the door? I ask.
No, we have to climb the rocks on the side and then take the stone ledge behind the waterfall to find the door.
She starts climbing.
Come on!
Kid Bear, we don't have sharp claws to climb rocks, I say, since we're people.
How cool would that be, though?
Jonah sighs.
I wish Mom didn't make me cut my toenails.
That is disgusting, Goldie says. Yeah, Jonah, I say with a laugh.
Just grab onto the grooves in the rock with your hands,
Kid Bear says. Jonah nods. He's actually a great rock climber. He tucks his skateboard and prints under his arm and starts climbing. He's halfway up the rocks by the time I find my first groove. I grab on.
Be careful,
I call up to him.
I am.
Woof, Prince barks.
You too, Goldie,
I add, glancing over my shoulder. You're coming, right?
She looks up. Maybe? You can do it, I tell her.
I know I can, she says. I just don't know if I want to.
Come on, Goldie, I say, my patience waning. I try not to twist to look down at her so I don't slip. We're doing this for you, you know. She sighs again. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm coming. I give her a quick thumbs up and keep going. I'm not a big fan of heights, but this isn't too bad. I grab onto openings in the rock and hoist myself up, finally making it onto the ledge with Goldie right behind me. Jonah, Prince, and Kid Bear are waiting for us.
What took you so long? Kid Bear asks.
Jonah laughs.
The frozen waterfall is even more beautiful on this side. It's like looking at a stained glass wall, but one made of sparkling diamonds.
There it is, Jonah says. The door!
I turn around very carefully.
Jonah is right. There is a door built right into the stone. It's barely noticeable. There's no handle.
I'm not 1,000,000% sure, but
I think we found Rumpelstiltskin's house!